Senator? Hello? Thank you, sir. Just a moment.
Yes?
Senator Dirksen on one.
I've just named Nick Katzenbach under secretary. He recommends very strongly Ramsey Clark, said if he were president, that's who he would appoint.
Yeah.
I didn't name him because we had, you know, Chief Justice Hughes was on the court and his son was Solicitor General.
Yeah.
But Nick says that Solicitor General is one before the court, not the Attorney General.
Yeah.
And that he didn't think the justice would have to disqualify himself. I don't know. Do you have any impressions of Ramsey Clark yourself?
Yes, son, because he was up the office a good deal last year. I don't think I'd be too hasty about it. You have to do it right away.
Well, I do or get a lot of heat. I don't have to do it now, but I'm just kind of exploring to see if...
Yeah.
Nick thought I ought to announce him when I announced the others, and
yeah.
he said that was his choice, and he
Why
thought that he had been in the party
yeah.
6 years.
Yeah. Ramsey won't have any difficulty in being confirmed, but why not let me get a few impressions up here and then phone you sometime today?
I don't say anything about it, of course.
I won't.
Now, I have told our boys to try to set a date if we could. The Wilbur tells me he's going to get out his bill tomorrow.
Yeah.
A lot of them want exemptions of every kind. We get one, we'll get a bunch of others.
Yeah.
I've told them that I talked to you and Russell and Mike, and they say Russell doesn't want to have any hearings. I think you ought to schedule a day or two of hearings
yeah,
over
okay.
there so that you don't get in a fight.
Okay.
And I hope that you will kind of help take the leadership to avoid a bunch of crippling amendments, because this is very important to the stability of the country and to let the business people know that we're concerned with the dollar and we're just not going to neglect it. And I think it needs your good hand, and I don't know whether we're going to get the Republicans in the House or not. If they realize you're going to vote for it, they probably will. So I wish you anything you can do with Burns. He's probably, we're going to try to get him to come over and see you. And if you can tell him about our conversations, Wilbur didn't want me to call him down, and I let Wilbur handle it. But if you can talk to Burns for us, it would be very helpful.
I'm having the Republicans on finance in the office at 5, and John Burns is bringing over a number of Republicans from the House, because we don't want to get squeewow on this thing, and we want to be able to work it out. Now, John is favorable, and he thinks this kind of a meeting will be helpful for him.
Well, I'm worried because the machinery people are after Carlson and different ones. Now, here's I don't see the Joint Committee on Economic Policy recommended this back, and all the Republicans joined in the spring. Then the Bank and Currency Group came along, Whitnall and all the House group, and urged it upon me the latter part of July, the 1st of August.
Yeah.
Now, every one of these fellows that are objecting to just the postponement for a year testified against the bill to begin with. We only had one business supporter for the bill. So I'm just postponing it, and I think it's the only thing I can really do right now. And if they just harass us, cause us trouble, it makes it a little more difficult down the road.
Yeah.
I wish you'd try to take some leadership on this one.
We'll have a good session on it this
morning. All right, will you let me know what happens?
Yeah, I will.
All right.
Okay.
Waiting.